this is something that has been raised to me frequently in the last number of weeks by people who walk in that area. And, you know, apparently it's a case that there was new stuff being done practically every day. And I've been speaking to the council with it, and I'm delighted that they have managed to identify someone from the rubbish that was there, and that they are, you know, taking action on it. That we need to see enforcement around this. You know, it is widespread in our countryside and in our woods, where people go walking, and places that are beautiful to go to are being destroyed as a result. So, you know, I'm delighted that there is going to be some action taken around this. And, you know, I would urge members of the public, as the council said in their answer to me, I would urge members of the public to report these things when they see them, ring the call centre and let the council know, and give an exact location if possible, so that they can be followed up and actioned, because it's a blight on our landscape and on our communities if this happens at all.
And indeed, those who are responsible for the dump, and there are numerous resources available to dispose of this waste.
Yeah, that's right. There is, and you know, it's a problem, and it's obviously, you know, people who don't care too much about their environment, don't care too much about their community. So it's important that we see enforcement around this, and that we see action taken. And I would congratulate the team in Donegal County Council too, because any dealings that I have with them, anything that I report, they're always very quick to follow up and do their best to get to the bottom of it. It isn't always easy, but it's a bad practice that we need to stamp out. Donegal is a county that prides itself on its beauty and on its tourism and so on. And this sort of action really brings all that down.